Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord Jesus, as we are in the house of the Lord again. It's always an opportunity for us to hear your word and to be blessed thereby. Now this morning, we give you the praise and the glory for the praise and worship segment. We thank you, Lord, for all of the good things that you've already done today. We know that you're going to do and speak to our hearts even greater things before we leave the service today, and your name will be glorified. As always, we know, Lord, that the entrance of your word brings light. And I pray and declare and decree in the name of the Lord Jesus, let that light shine in our hearts this morning to the glory of your name. I give you all the praise and all the glory in Jesus' name. Amen. And everybody says, amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, everybody. Give the Lord a hand clap, somebody in the house. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Now, today, the message, unyielding faith. Unyielding faith. That's the message this morning. And I want to start in the book of Isaiah, chapter 38. And I'm going to read this story. Now, you've heard this story before, but let's bring a perspective here this morning. Isaiah 38. In those days was Hezekiah sick unto death. Now Hezekiah, you may know the story of the kings and so forth. So he was sick unto death at this point. And Isaiah the prophet, the son of Amos, came unto him saying, thus saith the Lord, set thine house in order, for thou shalt die and not live. Now I want you to notice what Isaiah said. Isaiah came to Hezekiah by the word of the Lord. And he said, thus saith the Lord, set your house in order. Instruct your family what they are going to do after you die, and put all the things in place and so forth, and get ready your successor and all of these things, because you will not recover from this disease. Set your house in order, because you will die and you will not live. Verse 2. Then Hezekiah turned his face toward the wall, and he prayed and said unto the Lord, now, O Lord, he said, remember, O Lord, I beseech thee, how I have walked before thee in truth and with a perfect heart. And I have done that which is good in thy sight. And Hezekiah wept so. And he pleaded his case before the Lord. And he said, Lord, you said, they abbreviated it here. But I guarantee you, the prayer that Hezekiah made was longer than that. Because he prayed and said, Lord, you said that the righteous shall be blessed. Amen. And he got a hold of God and he said, you said, Lord, that, with long life will you satisfy, me and so forth, because I have known your name and all of these things. And he remembered, David and all of his, ancestors and all of this, how, they used to praise the name of the Lord and so forth, So, and he got in there under prayer, and he pleaded his case. And listen to this, verse 4. Then came the word of the Lord to Isaiah again, saying, go and say to Hezekiah, thus saith the Lord, the God of David thy father, I have heard thy prayer, and I have seen thy tears. Behold, I will add unto thy days 15 years. Can I get an amen on that, people? Praise God. Hallelujah. And he said, look, and then the Lord, just like that, the story went on and on, but that's all I want to read about that. And I want to point out the following. Hezekiah got this, thus saith the Lord, from the prophet. Now, that's even a prophet. Now, some of you may have received, some negative reports. Maybe it's about your health. Maybe the doctor gave you a bill of health that you are going to be handicapped or kind of have to live on the medication for the rest of your life or whatever, or you are not even going to make it, or whatever it is, Or maybe you got a bill from your job that you are fired. Hello? That's right. Well, let me tell you something. When Jesus says you are blessed, nobody can say you are cursed. Can I get amen on that, folks? Are you still with me? And Jesus says yes. Nobody can say no. Hallelujah, people. And when Jesus says you are fruitful, nobody can say you are barren. Amen, somebody. And when Jesus says you will be above only, nobody can say you are going to put you down. Amen. You know, so when Jesus says, I will supply all your needs according to my riches in glory, nobody, you know, they may say it, you know, that you are fired or they let you go on the job, but your life should not be tied to that job. Hallelujah, somebody. That's right. My God shall supply all your needs, Philippians 4 and 19, according to his riches in glory. Not according to your job, not according to what you have or what you don't have, but according to his riches in glory. Hallelujah. Praise God. You know, so what you ought to do when you receive a bill, or you may, sometimes you may even get a letter, you know, or lawsuit. Hallelujah. You may get a lawsuit or something, or you may get a bad report about your children. You know, you have to know the word of the Lord. The Bible says, great shall be the peace of your children. You know, so if the devil, you know, begins to tell you something negative, you must reject it. Amen. And this is the unyielding faith. Look, Ezekiah didn't care whether this was a prophet or not that said this thing. Ezekiah knew that his God will answer his cry. Hallelujah. I don't care if it is a prophet. I don't care if it's a doctor. I don't care who they are. If they don't speak according to the blessing of God in my life, I reject it. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And Ezekiah said, I'm not. And listen to verse 3. The secret is in verse 3. You know, Ezekiah could not make a claim if he had been walking a zigzagged life before the Lord. To one day here, the next day there, you know, Sunday in church, praise the Lord, Monday to Saturday, they live like the devil. He would not be able to make this claim. But he said, Lord, you know the righteousness of my heart. You know how I have followed you like David my father. You know how I have cut down the high places of power and all of these things. And I have been upright in my heart before the Lord. Why now should my life be cut off at this time? And he pleaded his case. Well, God already knew he was going to do that. Hallelujah, somebody. If you don't know that God knew that he was going to do that, you don't know very much about the Lord. The Lord already knew that he was going to do that. And these things are written in the Bible for our examples. Hallelujah. Now, there are some of you today that have received a bad report about something, whatever it is. Hallelujah. You may even own property. You may hear bad news that something has happened. Well, that's what the devil would like. And he would like to derail you. Because once he gets a hold of your joy, once he steals your joy, you are finished. Hello, somebody. If the devil can steal your joy, you are finished. Everything will just wither away from your life. But what I want you to do today is like this man, Hezekiah. You know, don't be denied. Amen, somebody. Do not be denied about anything that you are looking for. I'm going to give you a few examples, but I'm going to make it very brief. Jacob was a man also that would not be denied. In the book of Genesis chapter 32, verses 24 to 30, Jacob wrestled all night long with the angel of the Lord. You have heard this before. And he wouldn't turn loose until the Lord blessed him. Amen? In the book of Mark chapter 10, and I want you to turn with me. Mark chapter 10, verses 46 to 42. 52. There was this man, the blind Bartimaeus. He was blind. And he heard that Jesus was passing by. So he cried unto Jesus and said, Thou son of David, have mercy upon me. And everybody told him to shut up. And the more they told him to shut up, the more he cried. Amen? He had the unyielding faith. He would not give up. He knew that God was going to give him a blessing. And he got hold of the Lord, cried, and finally, the Lord did give him a miracle. Hallelujah! Because he would not yield. You know, when they told him to be quiet, you know, there were many voices that tried to drown the voice of faith. Now, I preached on the voice of faith many years ago, and it's on the internet. You should listen to that message. But there are many voices, but their voices will always try to drown the voice of faith. But the voice of faith in you will rise up and will not be denied. Hallelujah, somebody. If you can sanctify the Lord in your hearts, in the face of the crisis, the Lord will be glorified. Hallelujah. That's right. That is the reason the Lord was always angry with the children of Israel, because they did not sanctify him. Every time he did all those great miracles and so forth, when a new challenge came, they just forgot all the great things the Lord has done. And, they began to say this, and we can't do that, and so forth, and all that, sanctify the Lord in your hearts. Amen. There's a story of the Bible calls her the Syrophoenician woman. Turn with me to Matthew 15. I'm going to go through this very quickly. In Matthew 15, chapter 15, verses 22 to 28, this woman, who was a Greek, came unto Jesus and besought Jesus for her daughter. My daughter is vexed with the devil, whatever, she wanted Jesus to heal the daughter. Jesus said something to her, something very dramatic. And it was written for our example. Jesus said to her, "Look, woman, it is not right for us to take the children's bread and give to dogs." Are you still with me? I mean, Jesus practically called her a dog. But this woman said, "Well, that is true, Master. But, the dogs do not even need to eat from the table. The dogs only need to eat the crumbs that fall down. And the crumbs will be good enough for me." Hallelujah, somebody. Hallelujah. And Jesus said, "My lambs, I have not seen so great faith." Great is your faith, woman, because you will not be denied. I mean, Jesus threw that at her just to see what she would do. Of course, he already knew the answer that she would give. But he said, all these things are in the Bible for our examples. These things are in the Bible for example. One of the things the Lord told me in this church, because one day I said, "Lord, what should be the culture of this church?" And he said, "Faith and righteousness." And I said, "Well, Lord," And then one time also the Lord told me, one day I was wondering about something. He told me, he said, "Look, you are forgetting your secret weapon." And I said, "What? Secret weapon? What might that be?" Some of you may have heard me say that. "What might that be?" And he said, "Your faith." Hallelujah, somebody. So there's a reason why we preach these things on faith and so forth like that. Because Jesus himself said it in Luke 18 and verse 8. "Nevertheless, when the Son of Man comes back, will he find faith?" Amen. That's the reason. And the Lord, he so helped me God. We want to make the faith. If I can break your head and put the faith inside, I mean, I don't know how else, Amen? We want you to have the faith of God. Amen. Not only when you come to church, but especially when you are not even in church. Praise the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In the book of Psalms 149, the Bible says, "Look, all the saints have this honor to bind the devil with fetters." Hallelujah. Sure, the pastor will pray for you and so forth. But even if pastor is not there, whatever, and the devil raise up something against you, bind it in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. But I tell you what, the thing that can bind the devil the most, is when you are walking in the light. Hallelujah. Praise the name of Jesus. When you are walking in the light. When I was a kid in school, we used to sing this song. He said, "He who is noble, kind in thought and action, faithful to duty, pure and simple hearted, needs not a weapon, needs no man to guard him, virtue defends him." He who is noble. I don't know where that song came from. We sang it when I was in high school. "He who is noble, you know, has all these virtues in his life and so forth. See, he doesn't even need a weapon. Virtue, the virtue that is in him is going to defend him. Hallelujah. If you walk in that light, you will not stumble. Praise God. And the powers of darkness cannot overcome you. And then you can say, like Ezekiah said in chapter 38, Isaiah and verse 3, like he said, Lord, you have seen the righteousness of my soul. You can say that then. Hallelujah. Praise God. Look, little children, the Bible says in 1 John, you know, let no man deceive you. He that walketh righteousness is righteous, even as he is righteous. Because some people say, well, who can be righteous then? He that walketh righteousness. What is righteousness? Righteousness is doing that which is right.
Right.
Hallelujah. Yeah. We all have a choice.
Yes, sir.
You know, don't ever tell me, you know, I hear this from young people all the time. No, you have a choice.
Yes. Yes.
You know good and evil.
Right.
God placed a choice between before Adam, you know, look, don't do this.
Yes.
It's a choice.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
And everybody that is sitting in this place, most of you have the Holy Ghost.
Yes.
That gives you an edge.
Yes,
the power to be able to make the right choice.
Yes.
So nobody has an excuse. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. You know, nobody has an excuse. But Jesus said, look, accept your righteousness. Except though exceed the righteousness of the Pharisees, you will not get to heaven. And I guarantee you, the Pharisees, they keep everything in total like that. You know, so, but you know, but we know it's not by works of our own righteousness.
Yes.
You know, it's by the grace of God.
Yes.
But we should not frustrate the grace of God.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Yes.
After you have received the grace of God, he says, this grace of God in Titus chapter 3, you know, that bringeth salvation has appeared unto all men, teaching us, number one, that denying ungodliness and unrighteousness and worldly lusts, we should live soberly and righteously in this present world, looking for, hallelujah, and hastening unto that blessed hope,
hallelujah,
and the glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior Jesus Christ. That is what the grace of God does. Some people say, oh, it's grace, so we can continue. No, the grace of God teaches us that we must deny ungodliness and live righteously. That is the grace of God. Now, when you have that grace of God in your life, then you can boldly say, hallelujah, that Jesus is my helper.
Yes.
You can boldly go in prayer. The Bible says, come to the throne of grace and be bold and receive grace to help in the time of need. You can say, Lord, I refuse this doctor's report.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Don't let anybody tell you that you got to live with the pain for the rest of your life. You got to live on medication. In fact, I hate medication. Praise God. You know, doctors and the nursing, you know, profession, they do a wonderful stuff. You know, I took medication. I was hospitalized years ago and so forth. But, you know, hey, the whole time, I said, I don't belong here.
Amen?
Amen? But I went and visited somebody in the hospital during the week. And I said, what are you doing here, Brother Paul, Brother Bill? You don't belong here. Amen?
Amen.
You don't belong in the hospital. Praise the name of Jesus. But reject all that stuff. You know, but you know, this is the way it works. The Bible already said that. Sometimes you say, though our outward man perish, that's right, yet our inward man is renewed. Hallelujah. You know, so sometimes I understand, you know, this outward flesh and so forth may perish, may degenerate, but look, the real you is inside. Hallelujah. And this man Hezekiah, he wouldn't accept that negative report, even though it came from a prophet. Now, that ought to make you think. Hello, somebody. That ought to make you think. So, you know, I mean, if even a prophet can say something and God can change it,
amen,
you know, how much less a doctor, how much less your boss on the job or whatever else. Hallelujah. You know, some of you, you know, maybe you came, you know, from a different country, just came here, or you came from a different state, you know, maybe you had to struggle with your immigration papers and so forth, you know, and maybe, you know, people tell you, oh, there are all kinds of difficulties are in the land. Well, that's what the same thing they told Joshua and Caleb, amen? But Joshua and Caleb will have none of that. They said, we are able to go up and take the country. Hallelujah. And God said, all those negative people that did not sanctify me in their hearts, they will not taste of that promised land. So he got rid of them. You've heard me preach on that many, many times. You know, you can read all about it in Numbers 13 and 14. You know, so, here is the thing. Praise God. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. Hello, somebody. It doesn't matter whether you are in Arizona or somewhere or wherever you are. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. Praise God. You know, so if God blessed you someplace before and brought you to a different place, he can bless you there as well. Amen. In fact, if you are favored, if you are a blessed person, the blessing of God follows you. Amen. Would you agree? Is that a true statement? Hallelujah. In fact, the Bible says, David, he said, one of my favorite characters in that Bible, he said, goodness and mercy shall follow me. Praise God. That means when you wake up in the morning, you know, when you step out, you can glance over your shoulder and say, hi, goodness. Yes, hallelujah. You can glance over the other shoulder and say, hi, mercy. Yes. Praise the name of Jesus. Yes. Goodness and mercy will attend your way. Yes. You know, and this is the word of God concerning you. So if anything else comes, you know, you must take a position that you are not going to yield. Because it may be God that is testing you. Just like God was testing Hezekiah. And God wanted to see, you know, how he was going to react in the face of dire crisis. How are you going to react? Are you somebody that is prayed up? Or are you going to run helter-skelter like chickens whose head is cut off, you know, when some thing happened in your life? You ever see a chicken with their head cut off? You know, I saw that when I was a kid. We used to do that kind of stuff. Cut off the head of the chicken and then they run all over the place. You know, like that. You know? That's how some Christians, so-called, run around like crazy people, you know, when something happens. And they do not sanctify the Lord in their hearts. Right. Right. You don't sanctify the Lord. The Lord has done all these wonderful things for you. And then the next thing that happens, you forget all that God has done. You know, well, behold, said the Lord, you know, I am not pleased. And I want you to remember, you know, in the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 10, the Bible says that, look, don't forget how God brought them all out of Egypt. All of them. But afterwards, he destroyed the same people that he brought out because they did not believe. Yes. Because they did not sanctify him. And he told them, he said, look, you will know my breach of promise. Hello, somebody. You will know my breach of promise. You say, is that even possible? Well, yes. Because the Bible says, look, after that God has done you good, if you do not sanctify him in your heart to follow and obey his voice, then he will turn back, turn around, and do you evil. Because that is the so-called breach of promise. Amen?
Amen.
Praise the name of Jesus. You know, but God wants us, what God wants us to do is to believe him. And don't even change your position of faith just because, you know, somebody said this or somebody said that. Amen?
Amen?
Listen to this in Numbers chapter 14. Let me just read this one verse unto you. This is the story that I referred to earlier, but I didn't read it, where they were, you know, they were supposed to go in and spy the land, and many of them came back and brought an evil report. And, you know, Caleb and Joshua were the only ones that actually had a good report. You know, that they said, look, we are able to go up and take that place. And let's do it at once, because the Lord will give them into our hands and they will be lunch, bread for us, they said. They will be bread for us. We will have them for lunch. Amen?
Amen,
amen, people?
Amen.
We will have them for lunch. Now, listen to this. In Numbers chapter 14, let me read this. And he began to tell them in verse, he began to tell them in verse 30 and told them a lot of things. But verse 34 is where I'm going. You know, God told them that, look, after the number of days in which you search the land, 40 days and so forth, you know, each day shall be for a year. So because they did not believe God, God was going to put 40 years upon them for each of those 40 days. And he said, ye shall bear your iniquities for 40 years, and then ye shall know my breach of promise. If you don't think that's in the scripture, I just told you now. You know, all those wonderful things that I promised you, the land flowing with milk and honey, and all of these wonderful things, you will not see any of it. I will preach that promise. That's right. It's in the scriptures. Would you agree that that's in the scriptures? God said, I will breach that promise because you have not sanctified me in your heart. Because I told you, go forward. And you said, we cannot go forward. I told you, go forward. You said, we cannot go forward. I told you, go in and possess the land. You said, we cannot. And then God said, that's it. I've had it to hear with these people. Amen. I've had it to hear. You know, God said, look, let me alone. Let me wipe them out. But Moses, he stood in the gap. Hallelujah, somebody. He stood in the gap and said, look, Lord, let it not be said that because, you know, they will say, well, he brought them out, but because he couldn't take them in, therefore he destroyed them. You know, and he pleaded with the Lord and said, look, let my name be wiped off. But these are your inheritance. Take them in. And God said, well, you know, I don't think so. Because they have not sanctified me. You know, and God said, well, I will not utterly destroy them, but all those ones that had common sense from certain age and up, that came out, men of war that are able to go in, and I told them to go in and they didn't go in, none of them, they will know my breach of promise. None of them will get in. But all the young ones that didn't know left from right, they will be the generation that is going in. Can somebody say amen?
Amen.
Now, I said all of that to say this. When God has promised you something, you should never yield. No matter what obstacles you face. Hallelujah. God has promised you health and divine health, healing. And you should never yield. Praise the name of Jesus. I thank God through the Lord Jesus Christ that my health, you know, I can say like Caleb, that as, you know, my strength was years ago, so it is now. I can go, I can still go in and out for battle. Amen? You know, and I'm not sick, you know, and I thank God for health, you know, and God has kept me free of sickness and disease all these years. You know, even free of the common cold. Praise the name of Jesus. But sometimes it will come, you know, but I will stand my ground and I will say, I reject it in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Praise the name of Jesus. And of course, no doctor better give me any bill of anything that is negative because I'm going to push it back on them. Amen? Praise God. That doesn't belong in my body. My body is the temple of the Holy Ghost. You know, so this man said, no. You know, death is not my portion. I've got a lot of things yet to do because I have walked before the Lord. You know, and God said, yes, you have walked before the Lord. You have followed, you know, even the footsteps of David, your father. You know, and so forth like that. And he said, look, you know, I'm going to have 15 years. Praise the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Now, if you are in here this morning, you have received a negative report. You have received some kind of a thing, you know, it could be from lawyers, it could be from doctors, it could be from whatever, it could be from, you know, your job loss, it could be whatever it is, you know, that they told you something contrary to what you want from the Lord, you know. Now, examine your heart. This is also consecration weekend. Examine your heart whether you are walking in the light. And if you are walking in the light, praise the name of Jesus. Now, of course, remember the Bible says, look, God is greater than our heart.
Yes.
So if your heart already condemned you, then see, God is already greater than your heart. But look, if our heart condemns us not, you know, and, you know, if we ask things according to his word, now, of course, you have to be careful about your heart because your heart is wicked, you know, desperately wicked above all things. You know, and sometimes when people's consciences are already seared, their heart doesn't condemn them anymore. Hello, somebody. I've seen that in this generation. In fact, I see that more and more evil is coming upon this nation. You know, because they have decided, you know, to just throw righteousness out the door and rub it in the face of God even. And God said, look, I am the Lord God Almighty. I am the God abundant in mercy and goodness. Hallelujah. You know, and I will show mercy to thousands. And I will keep covenant to thousands and show mercy to generations and so forth. But I will in no wise clear the guilty. Amen, somebody.
Amen.
Come on, people.
Amen.
God will not clear the guilty. You know, praise God. Righteousness exalts a nation. But sin is a reproach to any people. This America better repent. Because the handwriting is on the wall. Hello, somebody. And we are the people that should be indicting this nation. That's right. Don't be like the world. You know, Bible says, come out from them, lest you be partakers with their destruction. Don't be, if you be like them, you know, then you will receive the same judgment. You must separate yourself. Hallelujah. Touch not the unclean things, saith the Lord. In fact, Joshua, you know, when they went against Jericho and so forth, you know, those first few chapters of Joshua there, chapter 6 and chapter 7, you know, God told them, look, destroy the place and do not take of the accursed thing. Do not touch the accursed thing. Well, one man, his name was Achan, he took the accursed thing, and because of that, God just brought judgment against the whole nation. One man sin. Are you still with me? You know. And until they brought that man out, they said, look, get rid of it. You know, praise God. So this is serious business. You got to walk in righteousness. You don't walk in the ways of the world. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the ways of the ungodly. Blessed is the man that does not even, you know, sit in the seat of the scornful. People in the world today are so scornful of the Lord. You know, but I tell you what, children of God, you know, you should be bold in declaring your faith for Jesus. Because all these people are bold in coming out of the woodworks or, you know, closet or whatever they call it. Hello, somebody. Men marrying men, women marrying women. Confusion, to say the least. Hallelujah. And the handwriting is on the wall. Praise God. Oh, I love this nation. Because this nation has put out the gospel like no other nation. And that is the reason why the Lord is still sparing this nation. And also because of those of you who are here, the saints of God, and because of your prayers. You better be praying for this nation. Because the Bible says, pray for your leaders and so forth like that. Amen. But I like that a little bit there. But what I'm trying to say is this. You must walk in righteousness. Then you can say before the Lord, Lord, you know, I reject that report. Because I have lived a righteous life. I have followed your ways. I have hearkened unto your voice. And I have obeyed and followed all of your statutes. Therefore, Lord, let your power be great in my life. And turn around this evil and show me good in the land of the living. How many of you can say amen to that? Praise the name of Jesus. Put your hands together for Jesus. Hallelujah. Now, I want us to stand to our feet here this morning. Praise God. Stand to your feet here this morning. Now, you examine your heart and see whether you be in the faith. Now, if you are not in the faith, look, God is merciful. The only reason God doesn't forgive, you know, somebody is if they don't repent. Hello, somebody. You know, if you repent truly of your, no matter what it is, hallelujah, the mercy of God is with you. Amen. There's a story, I don't have time to read it, but there's a story of a man, his name was Ahab, one of the most wicked kings of Israel there. You know, married to one of the most diabolical women, Jezebel, you know. And he committed all kinds of atrocities, you know. But one day when Elijah the prophet, when he brought the word of the Lord against him and judgment and condemnation and all of the evil that God was going to bring, read this story for yourself in 1 Kings chapter 21, verses 17 to 29. When this man heard the word of the Lord and the judgment of the Lord, he put ashes on his head. And he fell down before the God's face. And the God said, wow, see how this wicked man has humbled himself before me. And God spared him. He said, all of this judgment that I will bring in your life, I'm going to postpone it. It will not come in your days. Amen? Amen. And that's how great the mercy of God is. I mean, that man was one of the most wicked kings. But because he humbled, he trembled at the word of the Lord. He trembled. That's all he did. God said, look, all this evil you've done, I will cut off everyone that pissed against the wall in your house. There shall be no old man in your house. I'm going to cut you down and so forth. And this man, he put ashes on his head. And he wept before the Lord. And God said, all right, see how this wicked man humbled himself. So if God can say that for Ahab, how much more his children in the house today? If your ways are less than perfect before God, don't let that stop you, you know, from standing in a position of unyielding faith. Hello, somebody. Amen. Confess your faults to God. And forsake your ways that are not right before Him. And walk in the light as He is in the light. Examine yourself today. It is consecration weekend after all. Examine yourself and then take a step of bold faith. Now, there are many people, because I seek the Lord, you know, sometimes, you know, for these messages and so forth, especially in these consecration weekends, you know, seek the Lord and say, look, Lord, what is it that you want me to talk to people? And there are many people, several people, let me say, that are in this place today that you've got a negative report. Hello, somebody. You have a negative report about something. And I am going to believe the Lord with you today. Whether it is your job, whether it is your child, whether it is your health, or whatever, your business, you know, whether it is, whatever it is, you know, hey, and even sometimes, it may be your dreams. And somebody says to you, you can't say, you can't do that. Says who? Amen? The only person that tells you can't do it is the devil. The Bible says, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Now, if you are in here this morning and you have received a negative report, let's do this quickly because we are yet going to break bread for a few minutes after this. If you have received a negative report, I want you to take a step of faith. Now, there's an anointing that is different for each service. You know, so, but today, this is exactly what the Lord wants to do for you. That negative report, I want you to zero in on it in your heart and take a step of faith quickly and stand before me here. And let me agree with you on it. Whether it is some handwriting of ordinance that was against you, whether it is some report about something, whether it is your hours are cut on the job, or whether it is, you know, it doesn't matter what it is. That is a negative report. Now, those of you that are coming out, I thank you for coming out, and the Lord has seen your heart. You know, now, I want you to examine yourself for a few minutes. And I want you to say within you, the Lord, if there's any unrighteousness within me, cleanse my heart, Lord. Let me have the righteousness of Christ. In Jesus' name. I want you to say that prayer for a minute, every one of you that is standing here. You know, because, you know, the psalmist said the Lord rewarded me according to my righteousness. You know, so let us stand here clean before the Lord. And it is the blood of Jesus Christ. The Bible says, if we say we have no sin, we lie and the truth is not in us. And we deceive ourselves. But if we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive our sins. And the blood of Jesus Christ will cleanse us continually from all unrighteousness. Hallelujah. And after you have put whatever it is at the foot of the cross, then I want you to stake your claim. Now, not necessarily on your righteousness exactly, because you wouldn't qualify, but on the righteousness of Christ. Because Christ said, it is finished. Christ took your place. You know, and if you are crucified with Christ, you know, if you are on the cross with Christ, He took your place when He said, Father, it is finished. Hallelujah. Now, based on that this morning, I want you to make a decree. Now, God told me also that, look, when men are cast down, thou shalt say there is a lifting up. Amen? Amen? Praise God. So, in the world, you know, God gave me a message that I'm going to preach for GMI folks. Maybe it's on next Sunday, I don't know. But God, you know, there is something that He's doing, you know, and the whole world will be elsewhere, you know, complaining about things. But God has handpicked you for a special blessing. Hallelujah. Yeah. Praise God. If you believe that, you can give the Lord a hand clap for it. Hallelujah. Yeah. God has handpicked you. Now, those of you who are here, lift up your hands on account of time. I'm going to just pray for all of you at once. Now, in your heart, there is a handwriting or a report or something that is contrary that you want to refute. Something that you want to take a position of unyielding faith. And you say, I don't accept that. Like Hezekiah did not accept it. And all these other examples that we read in the Bible, they did not accept it. Now, Lord Jesus, look at all your people here. The request in their heart, the things that they believe you for today. The negative handwriting of ordinances. The negative report. It may even be a job loss. It may be a cut, a reduction in your hours. It may be somebody that denies you the promotion that is due you. It may be your child or whatever, some bad report about your child, and so forth. It may be whatever it is. Today, Lord, as a people, we stand in the blood of Jesus.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
We stand in the blood of Jesus today, and we reject every negative report in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Lord, we thank you, not because of works of righteousness which we have done, but by your grace you have saved us. And Lord, we are now completing you. Completing you, Lord. And because we are completing you, we stand in our inheritance today. Hallelujah. The Bible says, "Behold, saith the Lord, the house of Joseph and Jacob shall possess their possessions.
Amen.
They shall be a fire and a flame. And the house of Esau shall be for stubble."
Yes.
Hallelujah. And they shall consume them. Amen. Today, you must possess your possessions.
Amen.
Father, O Lord, we thank you. We praise you for the revelation of your word here this morning. Now, O Lord, let your power be great in the lives of your people. And turn that which the enemy meant for evil.
Yes, Lord.
Turn it around.
Yes.
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Yes.
Just like you turned that sickness and that disease.
Yes, Lord.
And you gave Hezekiah a great number of years to follow.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Yes.
I thank you, Lord, for doing the same for everyone that is standing at the altar here this morning. We give you all the praise and we give you all the glory. Now, I want to say to you by the word of the Lord. Hallelujah. The Bible says that the word of God and his promises are yea,
yes,
and amen.
Amen.
They are not no, and they are not perhaps, and they are not maybe. They are yea,
yes,
and amen.
Amen.
So I say yea and amen to everything that you have come out here today to reject.
Hallelujah.
And everything that you have come out to claim, I also say yea and amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
God establishes your rejection. You will, none of those negative things will come to pass in your life.
Amen.
And the things that you are believing God for, God establishes them and he will put them in your hands to the glory of God. Give the Lord a hand clap here this morning. Praise you in the name of the Lord Jesus. Praise you in the name of your. Come on, somebody. Praise the name of the Lord Jesus with a big hand clap in the house. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. You may be seated. Praise God.